Yeah. Yeah, and when first you know, like everything came to they believe that it's missing damage.
Oh, you mean that might have been some of the ones that changed the customs and
stuff.
That's interesting because the
modern the old time was
when would the missionaries, see, Gordon was born in 1898, when would the missionaries have been around, you know, much, what year?
I don't know.
It would be sometime after that, maybe.
Yes.
Cushy's inland was.
Yes.
See, you were born, what, 1907, huh?
Yeah, 1907.
1907,
mm-hmm.
How about when you were growing up? Can you remember how it was done in those days? About, you know, about how they managed childbirth, say when you were 10 or 15 or whatever age?
They started having midwives.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
In North Texas,
yeah.
For
instance. Mm-hmm. Because I remember my aunt, Mrs. Lewis, who is the one, the midwife. Maybe from the teachers told them how to handle the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she learned she's very quick. She's the oldest midwife in the world.
Would she be as old as your mother, you think?
No, we're younger than
your mother. Younger than your mother,
We're younger than your mother. We're older than my baby.
Mm-hmm.
So because that, my mother and his lady brother is next to my mother and her.
Chris, you mentioned then that starting off again that before the missionaries were around, they were having them, you know, off in these little houses away from the house. Then for some reason, perhaps after the missionary team, they began to have children in their own home. When you lived at North Hack, there were some midwives. They had a midwife in those days,
huh?
And did they have things, anything to work with besides their own tools?
First help the woman.
Do you remember anything that they had, box of supplies and anything like that when you were a girl?
They have a box that's
bandaged
for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
They do just like that, but
just simple.
But you're not very careful though. Never use your clean hands, nor clean clothes.
When would you say that was there any more things seen in childbirth? Say were there some change in the way of doing it? Can you think of any years when that might have changed? Because we know now it's different, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Could you think back in the 1920s or 1930s about how it was?
Around in 1920, when maybe Mrs. Omelik, Ida Omelik, is the midwife, and they got a baby box.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And you remember anything that might have been in it?
Well, there's circuit and basket, if you know, and bandit, and for baby's eyes.
Drops
of
nitrate.
And a baby's coat.
Mm-hmm.
And the thyroid. Like that.
disinfectant.
Yeah, disinfectant. And gloves.
Oh, they were using gloves.
Yeah, gloves and scales.
Oh.
And.
Oh, they were keeping a record then. That's something new then.
Competition tablet. And report when the baby, something happened.
Yeah, if it was a death or something unusual.
Yeah. But around there they used to wash the baby with baby oil.
They did.
Yeah.
This was in the 1920s.
Yes. From there on. And the quality of them is right. Working on kids.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She always showed me how.
Yeah. How did she, what kind of work did she do? Was she any more careful or not? I mean, how?
No, careful.
She was careful.
Yeah.
Did she wash her hands or not? And those days?
Well, she always washed her hands.
Yeah.
And then, tried to put the clean clothes.
You know who gave her instructions or suggestions?
Well, the first field nurse.
Oh, can you remember what years or about the first field nurse was?
No.
Even roughly. Would it be 1920?
I'm in the 20s.
In the 20s?
Yeah. Then.
Do you remember her name?
Alma Carson.
Alma
Carson. The first field nurse. While she was field nurse, I started helping.
Mm-hmm.
Helping the midwife. And then,
can you guess in those years when you're a midwife, how many babies a year on the average you'd be doing, or is that too much, too hard to say? You say you haven't written down, unfortunately, you know, you haven't kept a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any idea, say, at NORTAC, how many babies that might be born?
Well,
from
October to, May, May, June. All the day in the village at NORTAC.
During the school year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Shishalis and then...
Oh, I see that, yeah. That's
yeah.
Right. So it would only be that for that part of the year that there would be babies born.
Eight to ten.
Then there's that some male baby born away from town, away from the village.
Because one time I remember one lady called me to help, and I go down there and help her. While I was working on this, before I delivered the baby, someone come after me. So I didn't go, I have to stay there.
Yeah.
But I tell them how to do it.
Mm.
And they, you know, when they can't do nothing, when they don't know what to do, I was calling for him. So it was what not a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And she had so baby too.
Do you remember what year in the '50s that they started taking them in, or is that too hard to remember? Was it the early '50s or late or middle?
Late '50s.
Late '50s. So it's really quite pretty recent, yeah.
Yeah. 1969.
Oh. Bella, you were discussing with me about Amitok, or a woman shaman who was asked to help a woman. And the background was that this woman had one child and disposed of it, got rid of it when she was young, and later on she wanted children, changed her mind. Could you tell me what happened when they saw this woman and asked her?
Well, she wanted to have a baby. Wanted to have it, because she never had a baby for a long, long time. After she threw that baby away, and when they met her, this medicine woman, and it cost a view, which was from Cobo, from Sanlet, from the place.
Yeah.
When they met her, they told her, ask her if they want to have babies. And she said they'll give her one whole Wolverine and two skin patches.
Mm-hmm.
And then this this woman said yes, and tell him that they will have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other year they have a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
From that on they have a children. I think that was my uncle's wife.
Oh.
I mean, my mother's uncle's
wife. Your mother's uncle's wife.
Yeah.
Was this long ago, or is anybody knowing what year this happened? Or
that was long, but maybe before my brother was born, maybe around.
In the 90s?
Custer, first child used to play with
oh, put in the suitcase, where she asked the woman for help. The woman didn't touch her, just told her that she was in
it. Just told her. Yeah.
And then
she never did nothing, just told her.